This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, March 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A plan to raise the federal minimum wage was dropped from the recent stimulus package, but it remains a hallmark of the Biden administration's economic plan. And while it would boost wages for millions of hourly workers, many economists say it could also result in teenage workers being pushed to the sidelines.
I talked to one person in the restaurant industry who employs a lot of teenagers. About 25% of his workforce is teens. And if they had to cut jobs, you know, he said teens would be among the first to go.
Coming up, our reporter Allison Prang will discuss why a minimum wage increase could impact teens in particular and the long-term effect it could have on their careers. That's after the break.
This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Washington's been debating an increase in the federal minimum wage. Economists say it would lift many workers out of poverty, but also cost many others, especially the youngest workers, their jobs. Our reporter Allison Prang has been looking into the numbers behind this, and she joins me now. Allison, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Allison, let's start by getting a sense of what the employment picture looks like right now for teenage workers. They've had a very tough go of it during the pandemic.
They have. Their unemployment rate in the pandemic hit almost 32% at one point. And that's been much, much higher than we've seen the overall unemployment rate for everyone broadly. So teens have really, really been impacted. You know, they're some of those frontline workers. They're working at restaurants. They're working in areas that have really been hit by this virus and how it's shut down business and various aspects of the economy.
Now, the Labor Department says that teens made up 37.5% of minimum wage earners last year. So where do things stand with efforts to raise the minimum wage? And what are the expectations for how it would affect teens?
So the proposal is from Democrats. They're generally who's pushing for this increase. It would be, if their proposal passed, it would be raising the minimum wage to $15 by 2025. So it would go in increments. It wouldn't be a boost all at once. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that that would lead to some job cuts. It would cut about 1.4 million jobs. And they've noted that this in particular could impact people who are young and people who are less educated. And that could potentially include teens.
And we should be clear, we're talking about a potential increase to the federal minimum wage. Many states and cities already have a minimum wage higher than the current federal rate. So why would teens in particular be hurt by a bump in the minimum wage?
So teens are the less experienced workers we're talking about. You know, I talked to one person in the restaurant industry who employs a lot of teenagers. About 25% of his workforce is teens. And if they had to cut jobs, you know, he said teens would be among the first to go. And the situation with that is that, you know, if people are going to have to pay people more money, they're not going to be able to afford to hire more inexperienced workers. And teens themselves are actually also a little bit worried should the minimum wage go up, that it could affect kind of their subsect of workers.
So if teens are affected and it's harder for them to find an entry-level job, what could the long-term effect for them be?
That's a really good question. One economist I talked to just noted, you know, there's something about being in the workforce and having a connection to it. Your experience is really valuable. You're learning that, you know, not showing up to work, things like that, that they have consequences. You're actually learning about valuable life skills from working, and you're learning to interact with adults. Those are really essential things for teenagers. For some people too, they're learning maybe industries they might want to go into. I talked to one woman who works at a bakery. She's not right now because of the pandemic and her family is immunocompromised. And that's something she's actually interested in. It's not just necessarily something to just earn side money in. And it could also impact, like it impact anyone, what they're bringing in. And some teens are actually paying bills. I talked to one teenager who she paid her phone bill. She's raised by a single parent. And, you know, so it's not just teens, you know, affecting, oh, I have less money to go out with my friends. Sometimes it's that, you know, they're using money for things similar to what adults would.
Right. And let's not forget the flip side here. Some teens, like the one you just referenced, they'd be receiving raises. But then, of course, the counter argument is that teens might not need that much money because they've got lower living expenses.
I think that's generally something we can assume about a lot of teenagers. But like I said, you know, some of these teens are paying for something more substantial, like a bill. You know, we picture a teenager as kind of this, you know, 16-year-old who's working at a movie theater, working at a restaurant, and they're just bringing in disposable income, which is true, but they also have real expenses. You know, if you're saving for college and you need spending money in college, those are real costs that teenagers have. It might be different than, say, having to pay, you know, a monthly rent on an apartment, but they're still legitimate expenses that these young people have and need money for.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Prang. Allison, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.